In today's show, Bitcoin extends correction as Ethereum sees a picture-perfect rejection at all-time highs. That's right. Also, Bitcoin can see an additional topside euphoria. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Rhett Capital and Tech Dev, who predicts a $290,000 Bitcoin price by the end of January, according to this macro chart. Also in today's show, PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel says he is underinvested in Bitcoin. He goes on the record to share, but surely the fact that Bitcoin is at 60,000 is an extremely hopeful sign. It's the canary in the coal mine. It's the most honest market we have in the country, and it's telling us that this decrepit regime is just about to blow up. Bitcoin's rise was a rebuke of the world's financial systems. Bitcoin at 66,000, is it going to go up? Maybe, but it surely tells us that we're at a complete bankruptcy moment for the central banks. Also in today's show, Valkyrie secures the go-ahead for the Bitcoin futures ETF launch scheduled to go live today. And as Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchuna shares here, first time I've seen a countdown clock for an ETF launch. Ish is about to get real. Let's go. Also in today's show, breaking news, 200 Bitcoin ATMs have been installed at Walmart with plans for 8,000 in total. That's right. Walmart has partnered with coin cash machine company Coinstar and crypto cash exchange CoinMe to install 200 Bitcoin ATMs in stores across the United States. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and Ether currently correcting and in the red, while Solana, Polkadot, and some of the alts are breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin stayed closer to 60,000 this morning on October 22nd after the largest altcoin Ethereum failed to cement new all-time highs. Right here, looking at the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Ethereum matching its record $4,380 on Bitstamp before seeing its harsh rejection as traders watched in anticipation as Ethereum appeared to follow Bitcoin to historic new levels, only to face immediate resistance and fall sharply back into a lower range. As pointed out here on Crypto Twitter, we couldn't even celebrate ETH all-time high for longer than 30 seconds. Ruthless market makers and crypto analyst Rhett Capital shared, Ethereum reached 4,400 for a picture perfect rejection, as you can see right here in this chart. Now let's discuss the king of all crypto, Bitcoin, which can see an additional topside euphoria. That's right, having similarly failed to hold significantly higher levels, Bitcoin itself took an extended break as overheated markets cooled their excitement. While the funding rates were returning back to normal on Friday, having reached a state reminiscent of the blow-off top from April, and right here you can see the Bitcoin funding rates brought to you by buybt.com. And as with open interest, however, these were not as frenzied as the quarter two rush, which produced the 64,900 all-time high in place until this week. This means there is possibly still room for additional topside euphoria, but we are at levels that are starting to stretch the market. Crypto trading firm QCP Capital commented in the latest market update, and checking out the latest from Rhett Capital this morning regarding the Bitcoin charts, Bitcoin performs a daily close below the orange area, which means that the recent bounce could be a relief rally to actually flip orange into resistance If Bitcoin fails to reclaim orange as support, this could prompt a rejection closer to the green area below, as you can see right here in this chart. And before I break down next story of the day, PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel says he is underinvested in Bitcoin, as well as Valkyrie secures the go-ahead for the Bitcoin futures ETF launch, as well as breaking news. 200 Bitcoin ATMs are installed at Walmart with plans for 8,000 in total, as well as I share with you this $290,000 Bitcoin price prediction from Tech Dev. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin and Ether currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 2.22%, trading just above $63,300. We have Ether down 2.66%, trading just above $4,100, while Solana, Polkadot, and Binance Coin are all pumping and in the green, with Solana up 8.5%, trading at $204, Polkadot up 5%, trading at $46, and Binance Coin up 0.68%, trading at $492. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. As Bitcoin marked a new all-time high above 67,000, PayPal co-founder and billionaire venture capitalist Peter Thiel said he should have bought more Bitcoin. Go figure. Thiel spoke of cryptocurrency, central banks, and artificial intelligence during an interview in Miami hosted by policy think tank Lincoln Network. Bloomberg reported on Wednesday, "You're supposed to just buy Bitcoin," Thiel said, adding, "I feel like I've been underinvested in it." The tech investor noted that his only concern about buying Bitcoin was that the investment secret was already known by everybody. "I think the answers are still to go long. Maybe it is still enough of a secret," he added. And according to Thiel, the latest Bitcoin rally is definitely a big concern for the global central banks. The cryptocurrency surge to its new historical highs surely tells us that we're at a complete bankruptcy moment for the central banks, he stated. That's right. And in the interview, Thiel also criticized AI as an opponent to crypto's force for decentralization. AI, especially the sort of low-tech surveillance form, is essentially communist, he said, adding that AI is a technology that is going to destroy the world. Very powerful words coming from Peter Thiel. Now, Thiel is one of the most vocal proponents of Bitcoin, claiming that Bitcoin succeeded as a currency back in 2014. The venture capitalist is also known for calling Bitcoin a hedge against the whole world falling apart. And earlier this year, the venture capitalist warned that the Chinese central government may be supporting Bitcoin as a means to undermine the foreign and monetary policy of the United States. Now, PayPal, which Thiel co-founded back in 1998, has been moving into crypto over the past year. As we all know, the company officially announced its plans to introduce the ability to buy and sell cryptos like Bitcoin last October, which sent the market parabolic. And PayPal has since rolled out its crypto services in the U.S. as well as the United Kingdom. And before I break down next story of the day, Valkyrie secures the go-ahead for their Bitcoin futures ETF launch today, as well as breaking news. 200 Bitcoin ATMs have been installed at Walmart with plans for 8,000 in total, as well as I share with you this $290,000 Bitcoin price prediction by the end of January, according to this macro chart. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.6 trillion with $121 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 46%, even with the Ether dominance at 18.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have ThorChain leading the pack up 17%, trading at $10.25. OKB up 15%, trading at $27.69. Then Unisted Leo up about 8%, trading at $3.35. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull market? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 75 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was an 84, last week a 71, and last month a 21 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Valkyrie Investments, Bitcoin Futures Exchange Traded Fund, better known as an ETF, has won the blessing of the US SEC. The new ETF is set to start trading today on Friday after the Bitcoin Link Fund cleared the final regulatory hurdles. A Valkyrie spokesperson said it will trade on NASDAQ under the ticker BTF on NASDAQ, despite the short-lived plans to adopt the more meme-centric ticker of BTFD, which we all know, bought a freaking dip. Now, Valkyrie is only the third investor investment company and the first crypto native to receive the SEC's green light. The ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF with stock ticker BITO launched on Tuesday and surpassed over $1 billion in volume within their first 2 days. And VanEck's own Bitcoin futures ETF offering is slated to start trading early next week. So we went from zero Bitcoin ETFs in the United States to three just like that. Now, Bitcoin spot markets rallied to new all-time highs on Wednesday amid the filings parade. Bitcoin-linked ETFs are now seen as an easy way for traditional investors to chase crypto market exposure from their brokerage accounts. Now, check this out. ProShares' juggernaut Bitcoin futures fund debut indicated interest runs deep. The first ever U.S. Bitcoin-linked ETF hauled in $570 million of assets in its first day with over $1 billion in trading, one of the most successful ETF launches of all time. Now, that's complicated the playbook for all the other Bitcoin futures ETF hopefuls, including Valkyrie. And as Eric Valchunas points out here, BITO, which is ProShares, only took in $100 million today, despite $850 million in volume, because ProShares raised the creation fee to 10 BPS from 1 BP. Apparently, they're lowering it back to 1 BP tomorrow, probably because of BTF launching, which is Valkyrie. Anyhow, they still have about one-third left till limit, although some say in limit doesn't apply at all. And as he shares 44 seconds ago right here on Crypto Twitter, and here's our official preview of Valkyrie's ETF launch today, you can see BITO versus BTF. So there you have it. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, 200 Bitcoin ATMs have been installed at Walmart with plans for 8,000 in total, as well as I share this Bitcoin price prediction of $290,000 before the end of January. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 950 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. I greatly appreciate it. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. Of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And you could also follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final breaking story of the day. Walmart has partnered with coin sharing machine company Coinstar and crypto cash exchange CoinMe to install 200 Bitcoin ATMs in its stores across the United States. And although the pilot includes only 200 kiosks, the broader launch plans to eventually see the installation of 8,000 Bitcoin ATMs across the country. According to Bloomberg, there has been no further details of timelines as of yet. But according to Coin ATM Radar, there are currently over 25,000 Bitcoin ATMs at select grocery stores and service stations in the United States. Coinstar operates 4,400 kiosks enabled for Bitcoin purchases across 33 states. Chief Strategy Officer and Head of Research at BitUDA, Sam Doctor, told Bloomberg that while Bitcoin ATMs aren't a new development and already can be found at many supermarkets, quoting him here, Walmart expands Bitcoin access to more people, though, and gives it further legitimacy among skeptics should they roll it out beyond an initial pilot. And customers can use the Bitcoin ATM by inserting a banknote and receiving a paper voucher with a redemption code. To redeem the code, customers need to set up a CoinMe account and complete a background check. Now, users cannot withdraw Bitcoin from their account with no indication of plans to offer this functionality in the near future. It's also important to point out that the Bitcoin ATMs have a whopping 11% surcharge, comprised of a 4% fee for the Bitcoin option, plus an additional 7% cash exchange fee. And as a point of comparison, popular crypto trading platforms, Binance and Coinbase, charge 3 to 4.5% and about 4% for debit and credit card purchases, respectively. It is free to make a direct deposit from a bank account to a Binance or Coinbase wallet. Also like to point out that in El Salvador, they're charging zero fees with their Bitcoin ATMs, so do keep that in mind. Now, this news was welcomed as a sign of mainstream adoption by some, including influencer Lark Davis, who said that Walmart selling Bitcoin now, cool. However, other users complained about the high fees. Bitcoin ATM fees are notoriously high. Plus, the current Bitcoin price is always way higher when buying and lower when selling. Someone shared on crypto Twitter, it's a ripoff, but at least it's a sign of adoption. They think some people might want Bitcoin enough to pay huge fees, he commented. And it isn't the first sign of interest that Walmart has shown in the crypto world. Back in August, the retail giant announced it was seeking a crypto product lead to drive the company's digital currency strategy. The job listing has since been removed from Walmart's website, but the advertisement for the role remains on LinkedIn. Also keep in mind that Walmart China also teamed up with blockchain-based supply chain management platform VeChain to track products. And there was some skepticism over Bitcoin ATM news, however, which comes on the hot heels of the fake Walmart press release back in September, which announced a partnership with Litecoin, which the hoax briefly sent the prices of the altcoin surging more than 20%. So there you have it. I also feel that this is good for the mass mainstream adoption. So bring it on, all these Bitcoin ATMs. We also recently got one installed here at a local gas station in Puerto Rico. Do you feel Walmart is likely to adopt Bitcoin and put it on its balance sheet, just like we witnessed MicroStrategy and Tesla do this year? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now let's check out the latest from TechDev. This is the analyst who wrote a few weeks back, $200,000 to $300,000 Bitcoin looks almost to program. And more recently, he tweeted, back to the macro, update on the mind-bending gold fractal. For those unfamiliar, this marks the 54th straight week that Bitcoin has followed gold from 1970 to 1979, both local topped at exactly $1.2 trillion market cap. If it continues top at $290,000 end of January, will we finally deviate? And as you can see in this chart, it shows you $1.2 trillion market cap, and gold from 1970 to 1979 went all the way up to a $5 trillion market cap. And if Bitcoin is to follow this path, that could be a $300,000 plus BTC by the end of January. And checking out his most recent updates, he shared this like 1 minute ago. Two most historically accurate Bitcoin top callers I found, both came within dollars past two cycles. Number one, 1.172 trend-based Fibonacci extension from the low, past high to mid-low, 250,000 per BTC. And number two, 5.618 linear Fibonacci from peak over 1.618 log to low below 1.272, 228,000 per BTC. Keep an eye on those indicators. So there you have it. And 1 hour ago, he wrote, good morning, friends. I say this was indeed a launch pad. 70s are near and then we go much higher. Let's go, king of all crypto. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin extends correction as Ethereum sees picture perfect rejection at all-time highs. Also in today's show, I shared that PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel says he is underinvested into the king of all crypto, as well as Valkyrie secures the go-ahead for Bitcoin's future ETF launch today. And also shared breaking news of 200 Bitcoin ATMs being installed at Walmart with plans for 8,000 in total, as well as this $290,000 Bitcoin price prediction by the end of January. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Harish. I appreciate the super kind super chat contribution, as well as from BitBud who wrote, all-time high, thank you, JV, for your hard work, as well as Bring Facts who wrote, in love and memory of Bring Fats on Twitter, RIP homie. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Pokemon wrote, hey brother JV, enjoyed your show. Sorry I missed it live, especially as you read out my post. Thank you. I'm still calling 100,000 by month end. When's the next Bitcoin ETF go live? Today. We'll see Bitcoin take off. Thanks to the guys who gave me a shout out. Take care and one love. My response, 100,000 by month's end. Send it. Let's go. And our next featured comment comes from BitBud quoting Satoshi Nakamoto. I've been working on Bitcoin's design since 2007. At some point, I became convinced there was a way to do it without any trust required at all and couldn't resist to keep thinking about it. So there you have it. Legendary. Now for our third and final featured comment of the day comes from long-term supporter and subscriber of the show, Katie Lux, who wrote, awesome show, JV. Subscribe, fam. Peace and love. And my response, you're the best, Katie. Thanks for your continued support. Bitcoin to the moon. Peace and love. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.com. www.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.